Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that we built just for you. We've been working on that website for over 13 years. We keep improving it, doing our best every day to put new stuff up. We do put new stuff up every day. And you can read, you can listen, new stuff to, on both of those categories. Ask questions, the blog, the archives, the articles, our newsletter is there, our electronic newsletter, which we send you every Sunday afternoon by email. That's there. Please subscribe to that. Check out our poll question. And we'll ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think, so check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Ostroff is with us. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. And, Jim, welcome back. We're talking about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the Kiplinger letter this week. Jim, one of the most interesting things going on right now is that Europe seems to be most, not all, but a lot of Europe, like England and Germany, for example, they seem to be really embracing this austerity thing, getting their spending under control. They've taken some harsh measures, et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, they're like teaching us how to do this, aren't they?
Well, you know, they are taking many Western European nations, particularly taking some very strong measures, ultimately here to try to slow the pace of debt. Of national debt and reverse it. It's some very tough medicine, as we know in Britain. I mean, real cuts, not phony cuts, not shallow ones, but real cuts up to 25%.
And the people seem to be going along with it,
and
as opposed to Greece, for example,
Greece or France, where they
exactly
and shut things down, but
where they rioted in the streets
for little
bitty cuts,
right, but also I got to say this. The Brits remember Prime Minister Thatcher saying we need to sacrifice, and going through some tough times for a while, and then the British economy boomed afterwards. So they have that, many have that within memory.
Are we going to have this kind of a model? I mean, is America going to have that to look at as we you know, deal with the results of this recent election? And as we, as politicians sort of internalize what people want, and as we see maybe some success stories in Europe, is this going to be a model for us, you think?
Well, it's possible. At the end of the day, we have to see whether the American people are willing to sacrifice something for future growth. been very sort of demanding results tomorrow, but. It could be done. We certainly have done this in the past where people understood it was sort of this sort of shared pain for a while. And we're not talking about anything horrible, just slowing the growth of spending and doing things over time to reduce deficits.
Right. Part of the blowback from that, from what happens in Europe, is that they're going to have to take some medicine economically, from an economic growth standpoint, for a little while, which means that the business we do with them is going to be impacted. Our exports,
exactly.
Those, and you guys reported on that this week. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I'm saying that it's certainly, ultimately they slow down and there's lower demand for goods that we sell or others sell. So I mean, bottom line is that it makes it a bit harder for U.S. companies to sell in Europe and maybe elsewhere, too, where there's been tightening. It just is a fact. But we've seen that before. I mean, we've seen it when other countries have slowed down around the world. Of course, and though one would hope that any company that's good and good at exporting, good at manufacturing and exporting, would not put all of its eggs into the in one basket into Europe.
Right.
They need to diversify.
Well, what they're doing in Europe right now, if they all get religion over there about this, Jim, this is going to have an effect on our own recovery. But I think we need to need to learn from it, not react to it. And I'm hoping that's what will happen. I'm hoping this election this week will contribute to that. Jim, let's move just barely over to the global forecast graphic that you have here, which is outstanding. Yeah. But what I notice is, Jim, that almost all of your forecasts for the large economies, the top 8 or 9 economies across the world, all of them, but just a couple, you're projecting a lower growth next year.
Down for next year.
Now, what's that all about?
Yeah, well, basically there was a bump up this year, you know, in growth.
Was that government stimulus caused that, you think?
In part, it was government stimulus. Also, you know, it's just like sort of a bump up after a very bad recession. And then you're looking at, you know, understand these are relative numbers.
Right.
So this year, you know, it was up in part, say in the U.S., or nearly 3%, but because it was, we actually contracted the previous year. So I'm saying these are all relative numbers, and the fact that we did somewhat better this year makes it more difficult to grow next year. But the trend is, you might say, growth, but nothing spectacular, generally at a rate slightly lower than this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're not out of the woods yet.
So the United States, you predict up a little bit, but not much. The Eurozone's down. China's actually down.
Yeah,
Japan falls off the table, according to Kiplinger.
Well, yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. So you overall, your aggregate is that the world goes from 3.5% growth in this year to 3% growth next year.
Yeah.
And I wonder if a lot of that isn't not that the economy's getting worse, but that people are starting to we're deleveraging like we've been doing. It seems to me, and the end of the government stimulus is happening, and I think that's
it's an issue
we're going to have to deal with, folks. Next year is going to be another one of those interesting years. Stay with us, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.